Mia Jesu, mia nofeno, que Jesu bomi, nofeno bomi, que mia Jesu, mia nofeno, que Jesu bomi. No fe no bomi, que mia Jesu, mia no fe no, que Jesu bomi, no fe no bomi.
Yeah. Israel.
Amen.
I will stand for your bonfire. Alpha ni Omega. Dada wa ubo osro ene wa sase. Bema wuna 2 million ayo kura wu. Katechiye. Anopei biu umaya saba. Se eurade ube siye siye yenti ena yaba. Anopei wase munti yo. Bema adweni akumeni na asha wunsa. Dada bekasa umahwe. Eurade bekasa yehu enanopei. Besiesie yon apansyon koso. Ma yon hu nyame kesye. Na yon hu odo a wote mayen. Anope ye bom paye srese. Ema ubi insan fayare in friha enko. Ewradi ye bom paye sa srese. Ema ubi enfa o hao ensen friha enko. Ewradi se wadye druwe nimu enano peya. Ebra wase mu beyara. O jie nyan omadia. Ebra wase mu beyara. Fahudye nyan omadia. Baba, dada bekasa. Brabekasa. Na uma akumanto wenyem. Ela wase. Yesu Kristo di muntino. Amen. Amen. Oh, man Zion for me say amen. Yami asu di nga mo. Adofu yesi ayache. Michi ebu nina. Abu si afu enne majuma. Empeni fuwa di ashe mensane se. God's love against church tradition. Asem no brofun de dede sa de mu du pa. Abu si afu si abes tati esi eti asi se. Yeka tradition, we are talking about something that is passed on from generation to generation. It's yeka asori tradition, we are talking about something that we do in the church. Ye nana mo ye. Ye papa mo be ye. Ye nyan mo be ye. And they still ye de. Ye ye. Nen suno. And na se man pe fo dia ma ye ne se. God's love against church tradition. Not just say it yet, you have a title now. Not just say, yeah, yeah, kwa go do baby. A sorry tradition, no? Eh, yeah, kate unyamedos. It's a net, esumuye, and kakayana say, as I let you be, say, we must remember the place of his love. There is no church without the love of God. And now they said, they want to share Krana. Jesus Christ. It is a good roof, you know, people's house, and let you say, would you want to share Krana? I brought you and say, yes, Christ, or dinner. But Papa didn't pay for us. For yet another opportunity. Yenhwe yenken kansem. Yenhwe Jeremiah, your first reading. Ebusi afo ti ase se, me say and asem ne say. Die ye ye no asori mu no. Ene Awurade do. What we do in the church, the tradition of the church, against God's love, that is the circumstance at hand. So you can only imagine a young child like Jeremiah. The first reading told us about God approaching this young boy, and he's telling him to go and tear down nations. He's telling him to go and tear down establishments. He is calling a child out of JY to go to General Assembly and tell General Assembly that which you are doing, it is time to amend it. So it is not a surprise when Jeremiah asked, or as a matter of fact, told God, that God, I cannot speak for you. I am only a child. I am only a boy. What that identifies to me is this. When it comes to the things of God, he has no respect for your age. When it comes to the things of God, it is the one that you least expect that God was sent to make that change. So begin to regard people in their state. It doesn't matter their height. It doesn't matter their weight. It doesn't matter their age. For Jeremiah was a young boy. There were old men. There were old ladies. But God said, before you were born, little boy, I knew your grandfather was there. I knew your daddy was there. But before you were born, I had called you. And you were going to do the job. I know you are young, but don't worry. I, God, will be with you. The church tradition, in order for the church tradition to be amended, it's not just by words. It must take the word back by God. Jeremiah, do not mistake this. The traditions of the church is good for the church because it is how the church grow. But when it comes to matters of the love of God competing against the tradition of the church, we must make a decision. And according to God, he wants his love to prevail. Yeshua Gibi. Or can say me church, Jeremiah. Or can say me church, Jeremiah say. Yeshua verse 8, no. Verse 8 of that, Jeremiah chapter 1. And rather than catch Jeremiah said, be not afraid. Jeremiah and can be as enemy show. What's it? Do not be afraid. Because now Radia will say, in order for you to speak, to make a change in any establishment, don't get it confused that we are just talking about church tradition. We are talking about your own household. Any establishment, in order for there to be a change, you must be bold to make that change. Martin Luther King, when the number of years we have said, Cobano, not from Zell. And they will be a PBR. Because there were men that were bold. When it comes to the church, we need the backing of God. So the person that will be called to instigate, and I say, to start up that change, needs first and foremost God on his side. The patron says, before Jeremiah could ever say anything, he needed to have God. Why do you need God? Because it is about the church tradition. And he is the maker of the church. It is his investment. So you have to get the backing of the major investor. Jeremiah, may you go and may you tear down. But don't just tear down. May you build up again. But listen to me, Jeremiah. You cannot do it on your own two-no. You cannot do it on your own little words. Hush, little child. I touch your mouth this day. Listen to me. I, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Most High God, I put my words in your mouth. Even though you are a child, you are carrying my words. Anytime you open your mouth to speak, because you are carrying my words, I, God, will be mighty to back you. So whatever you tear down, because I am that I am, I will tear it down. Whatever you build up, because I am what I am who I am, I will build up. Jeremiah, the time that you need to do is spend time with me. Spend time with me for me to fill you so much with my word that wherever you stand, no tradition will overtake you. We must get it into our system. If we do not get that word into our system, every tradition of this world will overtake us. We are talking about the church, but let's understand, we have a greater battle outside, that if we do not have the word, God will not back anything that is not his word. Hello? ekoye forum bi an nke ye wasem pa o sa we news me ensa no ensem bi dos. Listen, after my question, they say, how did he hear the word of God? And then that's the major question I'll keep asking. How is it that this little boy is going to change traditions? He's telling him to go into his own family. What the head of the family believes, he's telling Jeremiah to go and tell him, Masa, you've been doing this for 100 years, but me, 13, 14 years old, nah, my God said it's not correct. Mama, imagine a child 14 years coming to talk to Ebusia Penny, what you have been doing for all these years, Masa, Jai. He could only speak because he was plugged into God. Why is it that it was a young boy that heard him? Why is it that it wasn't an old man that heard him? Why is it that it wasn't that young girl that heard him? It was this young boy called Jeremiah. Specifically, why? Because he was plugged into God. He has set his life apart, consecrated himself for God. So when God wants somebody to communicate with, he had to identify that plug. God comes through a particular channel. It doesn't matter what it is. He is coming through a specific channel. All that matters is who is at the end of that channel. At this time, it was Jeremiah. For this church, we need you to be at the end of that channel. What I am saying is this: your life cannot just be going and coming. You must make an effort. It must be on purpose that God, I want to be at the end of the channel. God, I want to be plugged into you. Because if you want to change something in the church, I want you to speak through me. Let's get plugged into God. Make a plugged in Mama Matias here. Jamaican say, when he says this year, that doesn't say that you be more with them was this year. But this year, I see a pet radio be. Near connecting near 10 frequency now, we will begin to hear music. We are here. And you're ready in the day in a bowl. The frequency is already here. So, the God that is around, the God that is alive, it takes me and you to stay plugged in. Hey, Bia, I just feel TV in this is if we are going to be so sad, if the say useless, but it's so sad. Okay, all your money is so sad. It's all your minimum plugging. I've been plugged in. I'm still plugged in. God is using people, but I'm still plugged in. Why? Because what he needs me for, it is not my time yet. That is why it calls for you to be patient. That is why it calls for you to wait. That is why it calls on you to be dependent on him. Because there is coming a day when you will be useful. Just stay plugged in. And so maybe you mentioned how to plug in. You already know. But my sense is with you. I was for young call second one. I'm bringing to my morning. The second reading talked about how God came down on Mount Zion, on Mount Sinai. And to really understand that reading, you must go back to Exodus chapter 19. Because that was when, 2 months after they had come from Egypt, God decided to come down and speak to the people. At first, he sent Moses to tell the people, I am God. This is what I want you to do. But then God decided, no. I'm not going to send Moses anymore. Why? Because these people have been in Egypt. So I, God, am going to come down myself. That way they will hear it directly from me. And we shall for what that means is this. Because of some of the lifestyles that we engaged in before we knew him, some of us, even the lifestyle we engage in, still after we know him, there are things when Kwaku tells you you cannot hear. There are things when Osofu tells you you cannot hear. Sometimes it will take God himself stepping down to speak to you. That is what was happening in Mount Sinai. And the story goes that when God came down, the people were afraid. They were afraid because they had never seen such power. They had never seen such authority. But this God came down in his might to tell them, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. It is in that same reading that God is telling us that do not get yourself confused by the God that showed up in Mount Sinai. But because the God that talks to you today is far greater than that God that they saw in Mount Sinai. Listen. Hebrews began to speak to us about a God who is going to tear down the heavens and the earth. And then he gave us a warning. You better listen to him when he speaks. It's in the reading that we read. I wish you afford to sum it up. This is what it means. That second reading was a bit challenging. But this is what he meant. He means, I will send people to shake the traditions of the church. You might not like what you hear, but you better listen. Why do you need to listen? Because when I came down on Mount Sinai, they did not have an option because they saw my physical strength. They saw my physical power. So when your people come to your churches and tell you, thus said the Lord, better listen. Because if you don't listen, I, God, will shake the foundation of that church. I will shake the traditions of that church. How do you know that God can shake something that is over 100 years old? We are talking about Presbyterian Church of Ghana. There are traditions we have here. It would take bulldozer. It would take 24 Ghana's most strongest to uproot it. But let's look at something. God came down on Mount Sinai. You do realize Mount Sinai is a big mountain. How many of you have moved the mountain before? If you have moved one, you push the mountain. Mountain can see a power. But when God just sat on it, it began to shake. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like God coming down into this room right now, and the room begins to vibrate. That is what happened. And this same God is telling us, if we do not pay attention to the love of God in the church, he will come down and shake the very foundation on which the church is built on. How can you come into the company of God? I was like, catch us, we are in Mount Zion. The angels are here. Jesus Christ is here. But how can you come into that foundation? How can you come into that assembly? You must be plugged in. Mommy, for you to know what God wants to do at a specific time, you must be plugged into the system of God. Let me go to the last reading. The last reading, which is where mostly what we are going to deal with right now. Last reading, that we see God talking about how Jesus Christ healed on the Sabbath day. Wasa obi yari o. A woman struggling for 18 years, God healed her. But it was on the Sabbath day. So the church leader, today Papa is not here, so Papa Katkis. So Papa Katkis is upset. Why? Why did you do this on the Sabbath day? Did you miss something? The lady was healed. The Bible said the lady was glorifying God. But the church leader was not concerned about that. He was only concerned about the fact that it was on the Sabbath day. He was only concerned about the fact that the tradition of the church is being smirched. He was only concerned about the fact that somebody has violated the tradition of the church. Even though somebody was standing there glorifying God. If the church is not about glorifying God, then what is it about? Do you understand what we are saying? Somebody is healed after 18 years of struggling. Now, what did you find your practicing? 18 years of struggling. And God came in. When Jesus saw him, saw her, Jesus knew it was the Sabbath. But the love of Jesus for that person was greater than any tradition you had in the church. Lady, the lady has been like this for 18 years. In case you didn't read your Bible. For 18 years, she's been like this. What do you go for? Did I always say you have one hour? For 18 years, somebody is in this condition. This is how she is. And today, she meets a savior. Today, she meets a man. She's heard a lot of preachers. She's heard a lot of soothsayers. She's been to a lot of fetish priests, a lot of Muslim, a lot of Malam, a lot of everything. But for 18 years, she's still like this. But today, Jesus walks in. Today, the master walks in. And the master says, lady, I know it is the Sabbath, but I love you too much to leave you in that condition. Rise up again. And the Bible said, the lady picked up and began to glorify God. But the church is mad. Do you understand why we need to learn that the love of God should take place over the tradition of the church? Oh, church leader, wolf. Cat is wolf. Remember what Jesus said? Jesus said something to them. It was so amazing. Dada, listen. Jesus told them, you guys are hypocrites. Because even on the Sabbath, you lose your animals to do what they want to do. How much more a human being? What that means is these people had chosen animals over human beings on the Sabbath. But the one that created you and I, he values you more than anything else. So he will never leave you in that condition. I speak to somebody in this church that today, as Jesus passes by, whatever condition has enslaved you, whether it's 10 years, whether it's 18 years, whether it's 20 years, if you will connect with this God, you will rise again. And no matter what the church say, to God be the glory. Do you see the pain? 18 years. 18 years of pain. And we are concerned about the fact that Odua Soren, they did not bend. Odua Soren, they did not offer this. Odua Soren, they did not do this. Ninai, it is all good for the growing of the church. But when it comes to matters of people, the love of God must take precedence. We love the church. We love the structure of the church. But a church that does not love people above its structure is not a church. It is just an institution of human ego. But when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to the love of God, it puts ego aside and establishes the majesty of God. The church must rise up and begin to love people again. And she has been going to church. Why was she there? Dada, why was she there? That means that I have to deduce that this lady was a constant member. But for 18 years, everything you do in the church, she partakes. But she still has a burden. Or how I done so. For 18 years, there is a problem with this lady. And there is not a helper in sight. Because everybody comes to church, we dress up and we go about our business. It has nothing to do with what is worrying the next person. Nyamia soon the encounter. Nyamia soon the encounter. Nyamia soon the encounter. Mama, I soon the encounter. So, you should have stopped. Waited for me to have a conversation. Today, I don't have nothing to eat. The love of God. Listen. For me to really understand this contest, this message, most of the time when I receive my duty to come preach. I don't look at the message first. I go to the Father first. And I do my prayers, I do it, But then this man dropped something. He said, go to John 3:16. And he said, then go to John 3:16 if you can, because I don't want you to think I wrote it. The genesis of who he is John 3:16. John 3:16. Okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God what? For God what? So what did he do? So he gave. What he gave was his best. Listen to what I'm saying. The love of God forced him to give what was best for you. So why is it that the love of God in you cannot force you to just be nice to the next person? I'm sorry, Penny Wolf. You are mad because the person is healed on a traditional day. No, you should have been celebrating. Abusia, my message today is, let's love each other. Mama, you don't even have to like me. But my miss you, you should want it. What is the mania to me? Should be one, what? What is the mania? Yes, be mama, what? May we begin to love each other. That is what he built his church on. There is nothing else he built his church on. He built it on love. So the Bible will tell you God is love. I pay my tithe. I wash the chairs at church. But I hate my music. You are not a Christian. You can do everything in this church if you hate even just one. If you hate even just one. Hi. I mean, 18 years, Dada. But God did not care. Jesus did not care about the Sabbath. No. The Sabbath is not made that man will serve the Sabbath, but the Sabbath is made for man. You remember that Jesus said that? Obey, you go through all the Gospels. There was a time Jesus walked into the church and there was a man with the hand that was not working. And Jesus healed that man. And guess what? The church was mad again. Why? Because he did it on the Sabbath. And Jesus told him, why are you complaining? God did not make the man for the Sabbath. He made the Sabbath for the man. That means, the things of the man should take relevance over any tradition. There was a time Jesus and his disciples were walking, and the disciples were hungry. They began to pick some grains and began to eat. Eating. But the church leaders were mad because it was done on the Sabbath. It was done on the tradition of the church. So Jesus said, you guys are hypocritical. Because even David, whom you cherish so much, David went into the church and took bread and ate and gave that some to his soldiers. But that bread was only for the priest. But you people never complain about it because it is King David. Akosia de ndie nye, but King David de nkeye. God wants us to build a strong church tradition. We must have a church with systems that function. But that tradition must never overtake the place of people. Abusia, What I am saying and preaching to you today is this. The love of God should always take precedence over the church tradition. Let me give you some examples. There was a time that Jesus was walking. He was going to Jairus' house to heal Jairus' daughter. Do you remember that story? Jairus came to Jesus and said, "My daughter is almost dead. Please come and pray so she will be healed." So Jesus is going and the disciples are going. There are a lot of people pushing Jesus. But then out of nowhere, some woman reached out and touched him. So the master stopped and then he turned. "Woman, why did you touch me? You touched me." "Yes, master. I've been bleeding for 12 years. Listen. For 12 years, for you to really understand that story, you must look at, I think it's Leviticus 25:15. I'm not too sure, but it is the book of Leviticus 25:15, I believe. When a woman is bleeding, I am not talking about menstrual. I am talking about when a woman is just bleeding out of the normal menstrual process. When that woman is bleeding, she should be nowhere around people. As a matter of fact, that woman is unclean. So that lady, unclean, that lady, stinking, that lady, disgusting, should not have been in the audience. But she crept her way into that audience. And when everybody was pushing Jesus, she said, "I don't want to push him. I just want to touch him." There's a difference between the push and the touch. A push will just keep you going, but a touch will cause Jesus to stop. There was a touch that stopped the master in his track. What I am telling you is this. Stop judging people. Stop saying that woman stink. Stop saying she had no business to be there. If it was you in that condition for 12 years, you would have done anything to receive just a touch. That is our problem. You don't identify with my struggles. That is why you can so easily judge me. You don't know my story. That is why you can so easily say what you want to say. What I am going through, it does not affect you. That is why you can say whatever you want to say. There was a time, let me be confident and say, that even in this church, there was a time I just had so much back and forth. And particular people would just tell other people, and that thing would just come back to me. "We don't like that Abrant here. Why? He's too boastful. He's too prideful." But they have, but they have never had a conversation with me. If you had a conversation with me, you will realize there is nothing I boast about. What I boast about is Jesus. I will not substitute Jesus for your ego. So you might not like me, but Jesus in me will continue to reign. Abushiafor, what they were judging me about. Nana, you should be aware of this. Some people were judging. Why do they pray? Let me defend that right now. Remember, I was telling you don't know my story, so you cannot judge me. Stop judging me before you know my story. Dada, listen, I come from a family that even today, people will cut chicken. I come from a family that even today, people will cut goats. Even today. What I'm saying today, the story I'm saying right now, just this week, I heard this from my family back home, that something happened. So they went to a family house and cut a sheep. Why? Because somebody said, this is the family I'm coming from. If it was me, I would just go to Jesus. But my family would do some of these things. So if I am coming from this family, and you are coming from a family of bishops and archangels, guess what? You will pray like an ant, because you can do a radiebeye. But for me, if I do a radiebeye, it won't help me, because I have ants in my family. If I do sheep prayer, it won't help me, because I have goats and sheep, elephants in my family. So what I have to get to is to find the prayer that will move everything out of my way. So when I get down to pray, I don't rather help me. I roar like a lion. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. You will not kill me. I know where I am coming from, but I am not that. Jesus has made me new. So stop judging people except you know their story. My cry is based on my battle. So you don't understand that woman's 12 years except you been in that condition. Jesus will stop for that lady every day of the week. He will stop for you. Jesus will stop for you. We need to get to the place where we just love. That's what he built his church on. Today, Mount Zion empty. It's not nothing. It's because people just don't feel loved. Dada, you talk to people. I believe when I used to come to church, sometimes I just come and just, I don't hear nothing, but I'm just happy to be there. Today, So what the, let's begin to substitute love. Even when they do what is wrong, let's discipline them in love. Let's begin to let people see that Jesus is still Lord. He still has room for everybody. 38 years. A man is in a condition, sitting by the pool. The tradition at that time says that an angel will come down from on high and touch that water. The first person to fall into that water will receive their healing. For 38 years, this man has been going to that water. And tradition says it is only when the angel comes. So for 38 years, he's been stuck in that same position, until the day when one that does not respect the tradition, when one that does not give a damn about the tradition, when one that concern himself with the love of God showed up. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus walked up to that man in that condition and he said, "Hey, Master, 38 years, don't you want to walk? Don't you want to stand? Are you still in this condition? Master, it's not me, oh. The tradition is if an angel come, the first one to go means to look at my condition." He said, "I know the tradition. Because my father is the one that sends the angel. As a matter of fact, that angel come because I say so. But now greater than the angel is standing in front of you. I, Jesus, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Against every tradition, the man after 38 years rose up and began to walk. Hallelujah. 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 It is against tradition, but hallelujah. It is against the customs of the land. Hallelujah. If God says yes, who cares who says no? If God says it's my time, who cares what you think? You might not like it, but you are going to watch it. All I'm going to do is I will connect to God. I will wait on my Savior. I've been here for 2 years. I've been here for 10 years. The financial crisis is killing me for 15 years. But I am waiting. My Jesus will show up. And when he shows up, I don't care what you think. I will rise up and give glory to the God who created me." Tradition says a Samaritan and a Jewish person should never be found together, let alone a man and a woman. Now, yes, only disciples are going to do that. Say, "I'm going to go. Yeah, only lady video. Only if they were a Samaritan. Don't you know she's a Samaritan? Don't you know you are a Jew? It's against tradition." But then he told the lady, "I came to bring you a living water. I came to bring you a new life. Today you are made whole." So the lady went back and told her people, "I have met a man who have changed my life." Because somebody's life needed to change, Jesus did not worry about the tradition. The church must forgo traditions when it comes to changing lives of people. They are white people. They are Akata people. They are people that we don't usually associate with. But their lives need to change. So it is time for us to show that love and begin to make that change. The Samaritan, the Jew will fight all they want to, but Jesus is still standing at the well. Why? Because there is one person that needs it. No matter the circumstance, Jesus will just show up just for you. The same Jew people. A Jew should never go into the house of a Roman. The book of Acts. Cornelius. Cornelius is a Roman. And he prays. And God calls Peter out of nowhere. Go to Cornelius because he is praying. But I want you to go and make him complete in the faith. He needs to hear the word of God, the authentic truth. So even though he is a Roman, tradition dictates a Jew should not be in the Roman's house. It's against tradition. It's not what we do. But because the will of God needs to be done, the love of God will force Peter, who is against that, who is for that tradition. Peter don't even want to go. But because God loved Cornelius, because God loves anybody that will call upon him, he sent Peter. He broke tradition. And as Peter began to speak, the Holy Ghost began to fall, and the whole house was saved for Jesus. So imagine this. If Peter had kept to the tradition, Cornelius would have never been saved. His household would have been lost. God is about the soul of people. His love will break every tradition to save just one person. From the pulpit all the way back there. You might be the richest in this church. You might be the poorest in this church. God still knows your name. Just keep on plugged into God. His time is coming. He's coming for you. There has been some circumstances that has fought against you. Some church tradition. It has caused you to walk away from the church. Today, I come to bring you a message of one that loves you. When nobody was there, Jesus was there. When nobody showed up, Jesus was there. The only problem is this. You did not see and you did not know. Why? Because you are not plugged in. Because it's plugged in now, they're making you understand. What I'm saying is, be associated with the word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, so that I might not sin against you. We need the word of God for us to make it in this journey, in the church. You are dealing with people with different backgrounds. There are people sitting here now, that as we finish this church, their plan is for adultery. Their plan is for something else. So they are not on the same frequency that you are thinking. So stop letting the problems of the people take you out of the church. Focus on his love. But Jesus loves me. The elders do not regard, but Jesus loves me. Women's fellowship, but Jesus loves me. The Christian, that should be your anthem. Jesus loves me. And if Jesus loves you, it's enough. What kind is that? That one, it doesn't generate much interest. He's all, we don't see him. You don't see him. Why? Because young bastard for what day? You could have assembled him. And it has become our tradition. So we will have all the word. We will have hours of the word. And then we just get up and go just like that. But the word, it is Jesus. Do you all agree? John chapter 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was talking about Jesus. So we have Jesus. But this same Jesus told you that I am not going to stay with you forever. I am leaving, but I will send another caretaker, another comforter. His name is the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Spirit, he is the master of prayer. He is the master of the spiritual things of God. After you receive the word of God, how to pray, you don't even know. But according to the book of Romans, it is the Holy Spirit that teaches you how to pray. So he is the one that brings prayer. So ye ambassador for the you cry assemble and ye pa nyamisha ye see you cry assemble. Then so no, after we receive the word, we must engage the Holy Ghost, and we engage him by prayer. We engage him by fasting. We engage engage him by prayer. We engage him by fasting. When the word connects with the spirit, there is a movement. When the word of God connects with the spirit of God, there is a change. When the word of God connects with the spirit of God, there will be a shift. It doesn't matter what Abeifo will say. It doesn't matter what Malam has said. It doesn't matter who has tied your womb. When the word of God connects with the spirit of God, power is released. We need power. Catch your own. Say to yourself, I need power. Basri, say to yourself, I need power. Where do you generate the equity to anchor them out? I need power. But today, the teacher and the intercessor are fighting. You will stand here and teach the word, and we have great understanding. And the intercessor is mad. Master challenge, kwako ni ame bom pai di. You are a child. The intercessor will carry the prayer. Then the teacher is like, it is not a competition. The teacher of the word and the intercessor, it is a teamwork. The teacher represents Christ, the word. The intercessor represents the spirit, which is the power. So when the two come together, it is a teamwork for that same purpose. The church, let those that want to teach, let those that want to pray come and pray. When we connect the two, every bondage, whether it's 12 years, whether it's 38 years, whether it's 100 years, it will break. But we must do it together. I'm talking about the God's love. To really live the love of God, we need the word of God, and we need to be a people of prayer. You must receive the word. Without it, you cannot do a thing. For he is the and you are the branch. But the branch without the vine is irrelevant. It ceases to exist. But after he had taught him for 3 years, he rose up from the dead. And as he was leaving, Mama, he said, don't go anywhere. Wait until you are endued with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they needed that power. They needed that spirit to give them the boldness. That boldness that we are talking about, Jeremiah. You will never get it from your bush, your penny. It doesn't matter how cocoa your father is. Understand that boldness to go out and make a difference for God. It takes the Holy Ghost. So today, I give you a recipe. Begin to stick to your word. Every day, read Bible. I wanted to say something. And as I was preparing this message, God tells me, oh, you think you're that tough, huh? Okay. Read Romans, the entire book of Romans. Oh, then there's nothing. Father, Dada, you know when this God told me this? Today is Sunday. It was Saturday morning at about maybe 3-4 a.m. Anyway, yo, Saturday morning, 3-4 a.m. God told me, read the entire book of Romans. And if you see the way I do my studies, but now books bear time. I said, how is this going to happen? Sometimes it takes me about 2 hours just to get to one chapter. Am I going to read it? No. For you to go and speak on the word, read the end. And I was working all day yesterday. And okay, at 6:40 something was when I finished the entire book of Romans. You don't understand this. What I'm telling you is this. When he told me, I was like, how can that be done? It is a desire in this man that has decided to plug into this God. Because I have made my mind to plug into him, anything he downloads, I want it. Even if it's a virus, I want it. Whatever God says, I want it. So whatever he wants, I will go to the ends of the world to do it. I don't do things always right, but he knows if he tells me to run a mile, I will run. For what I'm trying to tell you is this. Mama, the word of God, to read it is not hard. It is just hard because we have made that into our mind. Just begin to identify with the love of God in you. If you have the love of God in you, say, doing the things of God should never be hard. But you need spirit power. I can't read Bible without spirit power. So, my conclusion. The love of God, it demands the child of God to become a student of the word of God. Mama said, me pay upesi me ji wudi say, pan the power ya basri media. Said you mean basri ni no. The word of God must be found in you. Because mo basri for day. Now, connect that assembly. Begin to connect that word with the Holy Ghost and begin to see the change in your life. I appeal to the church. Let's invest in prayers. It will help us and it will help the church. On your feet, please. I'm going to say, move it to your mouth.
Mama, more and free, it is some no. Mama, I can in you, mano. Name bayadi fufro. Mebo quietu, esu bonti esu. Nama men, ni a honi bi enye bi. Ama we hunse.
Dini atafwa rade. Maybe a quatu, maybe a quenye. I'm a only be any that so.
Meti mumpanya bonnie.
Meti mime mon chame.
Meti mumpanya bonnie. Meti mime mon chame.
Mini ma vie à ma vie, mumuo.
Meti mime.
Ah, basse pour demain. Don't want this God I know.
Why cry na beti masini?
It makes a way where there seems to be no way. 12 years, 38 years, he can take it. It doesn't matter what is going on in your house. He can change it. His mind for you is a good mind. Mini magia, magia, mumuo.
Messi,
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 I make this appeal. And then one assignment I had in this house is to speak to the one that has given up. That idea asafununi ye bintino. Say I saw no crown was saved. Memma. It wasn't intentional, but they found a hurt in it. The church did not mean to do it, but it offended that person. Listen. The church is an institution, but there is a master of that church. His name is Jesus. Mama, don't worry what they are saying about you. Don't worry if you are the topic of every gossip. Jesus has a plan for you. I know you want to give up and go. Turn around and come back. There is something he needs you to do. I cannot do it. It's like a play. I play my part, but when it comes time for you to play your part, we cannot find you. Come back home. Wow, share. Yes, unti ena yeba sorry. Yepon kwa jemwa Kristo ntia. Asafunuka bo wahumo dimbia. But it is only Jesus who can take you to heaven. Come back. Join the flock of Christ and let's glorify his name. Numbers 23 verse 19. What say? God is not a man that he should lie. Maybe you. In Shaka Radi say, on your own. Because Radi Yahuwah can watch match me. In Shaka Radi say, on your own. Because he's not a man. He sees better than a man. He knows what you can do tomorrow. Even though a man can only see what you can do now. God is not a man. This is what I give you, church. Stop identifying the things of God to just a man. God is not a man. He sees better. He hears better. He knows better. One prayer point. God of my restoration, restore me. I wish you have one prayer maker now. Mumu be called doctor, was it diabetes? Mumu be called doctor, or say the end there, say stay the end there, or say high blood pressure. Will be there 12 years, a call you. Will be glad and why you say for 12, 18 good years, a call. Whatever is hidden in your body, you don't have to believe it. I come here with an anointing of the Most High and I speak to that condition. May it get out. Let the God of restoration bring you restoration. Open your mouth for restoration. Father, restore my health. Father, restore my health. Restore my health. Restore my finances. Restore my marriage. Restore, 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 restore
presence, O Lord.
Restore.
Do not take your spirit from me. Restore to me,
Father,
the joy of your salvation.
Therefore, listen to me. Listen to me. Baby, I would see you. Wherever you are sitting, wherever you are standing, if you can. can, put your hand on your stomach. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
I am going to pray Jesus into that belly.
Jesus.
Hey. Mawalia minyaba. Get ready. Doctor, see, you are going to be with me. You are going to be
with me.
To peer be up the woman, a kind of dead, since I ate two as here.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
who saw me move? Hey, I want to saw me
move.
Who saw me move?
Hey, I want to saw me
move.
May anything that is hidden in your system, Jesus, enter the body. Jesus, enter the circumstance. Jesus, enter the situation.
Jesus.
Dada, what some of what can I say? Your word is just not in enticing words of man's wisdom.
Jesus.
But it is in demonstration of your Holy Ghost and power.
Jesus.
The kingdom of God is not just in word.
My God.
But Father, it is in power.
Yes.
For 12 years,
Jesus.
A touch, she was healed.
Yes, Lord.
38 years stuck in a circumstance,
Jesus.
It changed.
Yes, Lord.
18 years,
Jesus.
It changed.
Yes, Lord.
Eradisha asafuimu.
Jesus.
Ebra omadu wansa atu wanyefusi.
Jesus.
Begin to touch that hand.
Jesus.
May fire run through that body.
Jesus.
Anything that is not of God.
Jesus.
Father, we command it to come out.
Jesus.
Every sickness.
Jesus.
We bind you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Every demonic activity.
Jesus.
We bind you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus is here.
Yes.
Get out.
Jesus,
Jesus here. Receive restoration.
Jesus.
Jesus is here. Receive your health.
Jesus
is here. Be well.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.